Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting third, the second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Grimm. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Grimm. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball four. House moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. House moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. House scores. Grimm scores. Tuttle moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball towards right. Smith settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Smith. Tuttle scores. Williams scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Callison moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grimm bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. House moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Williams reaches second base with a double. House scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Callison takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maris. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mueller pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Serve chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Lopez. Lopez fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lopez. Fox scores. Landis goes all the way around to score. Lawler moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-2 in the game. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to third. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeMaestri tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Callison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-3 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-3 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Lopez moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Lopez scores. Serve moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri strikes out. There goes Serve. The throw from Lawler and Serve is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. House hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.